ESPN.
Collector's Corner time here on 1600 ESPN. It is just like every week here on the show, time to talk about what's happening in the sports card and collectibles hobby. Been collecting both sports cards and memorabilia since I was a kid, so happy to share my love of the hobby with you here on 1600 ESPN each and every week. If you missed stuff from or previous segments from the week, or from the show, I should say, you can check them out, of course, in the podcast tab at KGYMradio.com. We got those labeled. Just go to Spencer on Sports in the podcast tab and look for Collector's Corner. We get those up after the show every week. And, of course, questions, topic ideas, always welcome on the text line, 319-366-1600. You can also reach out via email, Spencer@KGYMradio.com. And just put Collector's Corner if you're emailing in the subject line, and happy to answer questions that way as well. Promised a couple stories having to do with eBay, one of the, actually, I think the most popular place to find cards, the biggest seller of trading cards in the sports world. Got some stories on that to share. But first, a quick look at the releases since we've talked last. We had some new releases over the last week or so. One out today for you trading card people out there. Panini Mosaic Basketball. This is still from the past season, 2024-2025. Now that the draft has passed, you're not going to find the rookies like Cooper Flagg from this year's class until much, much later this year. But this is still the Zachary Risache, Reed Shepard, Bub Carrington, Stephon Castle class from last year. So they are still behind or intentionally withholding product until after the draft. But Mosaic's always a fun set. It's a chromium set, chrome trading cards, shiny stuff, and people love to open it. I have not seen any opened myself, but I know that's out today. So if you're looking for some of that to open, that is available to you. The other release since we talked last, I don't think I mentioned it, at least in full discussion on the segment, but Score Football for this year is out. Panini is losing the NFL Players Association license in early 2026 to Fanatics and Tops. So, gee, deadlines spur action, right? As we know. And they are putting out 2025 football product ahead of the 2025 season, not 4 months in or after the season like they've done in the past. But 2025 Score is out. It's one of the lower end sets. But if you have kids who love football cards, you just want to open some packs, it's not a bad option. They've got a lot of interesting autographs in there. One thing that I've seen that they do have is these Next Era autographs that are of name, image, and likeness athletes Panini has signed to autograph deals. And it includes quite a few big names in college athletics. Arch Manning is on there. You have Jeremiah Smith from Ohio State. Julian Sand, the presumed starter in Columbus for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Number of big names of kind of the next era. Like I said, that's why they call it the Next Era autograph set. Caleb Downs is on the list. A few other names on there. Drew Aller, I'm seeing him on the checklist too. I've seen some of the autographs come out. They're actually pretty cool to check out. But there's 27 cards in the checklist. I don't have the full checklist. They've omitted some names, maybe because they don't have the contract signed. You'd think they'd have that before they put the checklist out. I don't know, but some big names in there, and those, especially in Arch Manning, if he's the number one pick last year or next year, excuse me, in the NFL, that's going to carry some money, especially if he does well at Texas this year. So if you're looking for something cool and something to chase, it's not a guarantee you'll get one, but something to look for in your Score packs and boxes. If you're a player collector, a team collector, that's a cool way to get it, because Score is one of those sets where they print cards for a lot of different people that you might not see cards for in other sets. So something to look for if you're a football collector. That came out on the 3rd, right before the 4th of July holiday. To the eBay story that I talked about, if you've bought anything on eBay, and it's not just trading cards, but eBay is testing this, the company's testing this for trading cards in their app. If you've tried to buy anything on eBay, and I'm raising my hand, I've been there, I'm sure you've been there too. It's an auction setting, right? And there's only a couple minutes left. You have the winning bid. and then someone in the final seconds dives right in and then steals it from you. They snipe the bid, right? They undercut you. And, you know, you have a $35 bid, they bid $40, and they win the item out from underneath you. That's happened to everybody if you try to buy collectibles or anything really on eBay. Well, eBay is trying something new, and in the end, I think this might actually hurt collectors. It'll help sellers, but I'm not sure it helps collectors. The company acknowledging that they have put on their app, it's only in the app and it's only in testing mode right now, an option for sellers to have their card auctions extended by 2 minutes when a bid is placed in the last 2 minutes of an auction. So say, again, you have a $35 bid on a Cooper DeGene autograph or a Audie Crooks autograph. For you Iowa State fans out there, she's in the Bowman U set that came out this past spring. You're winning, and then someone undercuts you, puts in a bid for $40 in the final 2 minutes of the auction. If the seller has it set on their end, the auction will extend by another 2 minutes. And so you get basically time to respond. And so they're trying to help collectors. I could see their logic here. They're trying to help collectors get a second chance and not get undercut. And if you really wanted that trading card or whatever, it makes sense. But what if that same person who just tried to undercut you, tried to win the auction out from underneath you the first time, they bid again in the final 2 minutes and it extends again and you just keep playing this game and the auction just continues forever? Does the collector really win? Does the buyer really win? Or is it the seller that wins by having their auction extend by 2 minutes each time somebody tries to come in at the last minute and steal the item out from underneath you? I think the seller wins in that case because they're just making more money and that drives the price up. And maybe, look, if your limit was 35, right, or $40 or whatever, you're probably not going to go up to 65, 70, 75, unless you really, really want the trading card. But I see their logic, but in the end, does it really help the collector if you're just extending the auction each time by 2 minutes? Is there a limit? It's not necessarily made clear, at least from what I've seen, but it's an interesting concept. I'm not sure it'll work. It's only in the app, so if you're using the website, eBay traditional website to do it, to bid on stuff and buy stuff, you're not going to see this. It's only in their mobile app, but it's not every auction, but it's being tested out in a lot of auctions, and it's not sure to stick yet, but I like it, but I don't. And I dislike it more than I like it because, and for me, I usually don't participate in auctions much online because I know I'm probably going to lose because I'm not always near my phone. I have notifications and stuff set, but I'm not always looking at the eBay app. I'm not always paying attention. Some people do that. That's fine. I just don't know if it helps the collector in the long run. So look for that. If you use the app, you'll see it, but I'm curious to see if it becomes permanent on that. So that was at least the story that I've seen quite a bit of people chattering about over the last week or so since we did the segment last. One other quick eBay story when it comes to the NBA season, which just wrapped up a handful of weeks ago. Isaac, any guesses as to who the top NBA player, the top active NBA players with the most items sold on eBay around the world would be from the past season?
Wemby, is he still up there?
Wemby is still number one.
Wemby, okay.
For 2024-25.
I assume Bron's probably up there too.
Victor Wembanyama had the most items sold around the world. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was actually second on the list, followed by LeBron, Anthony Edwards, and Luka Doncic.
I was
going
to say Luka. I was thinking of international people. I thought maybe Giannis might be up there.
I don't have the beyond the top five.
Yeah, I just thought maybe Giannis, because he is pretty popular, at least in Greece. And, well, you all know, in Europe in general.
Tyrese Halliburton did see quite a bump up in May. Searches for him on the site increased more than 220% compared to March. Of course, he tore his Achilles and will miss all of next season, as we know. The top five selling teams: the Lakers, the Boston Celtics, the Golden State Warriors, and the New York Knicks. So that should come as no surprise. Seven Michael Jordan cards, for what it's worth. This is all from eBay, their basketball sales. Seven Jordan cards sold for $50,000 or more during the 2024-25 season.
Did you say the Thunder were up there for top selling teams?
Lakers, Celtics, Warriors, and Knicks. Those were the top five selling teams.
Huh.
I'm surprised the Thunder weren't on there.
Yeah.
SGA was the number two player, but the top five teams did not include the Thunder.
I feel like J-Dub probably, I feel like his cards from this year, maybe his rookie year, but yeah. I feel like his card's got to be worth some value because it feels like his stock's going up.
Stephon Castle was one of the more popular rookies. He was one of the hottest rookie names to look for there. Kevin Durant, his cards have gone up recently after the trade to the Rockets. Searches for him went up more than 110%. On eBay. This is globally, not just in the U.S. During the season, eBay says users around the world search for the term NBA more than 100 times per minute. So NBA cards still very popular in 2024-25. But number one on the list was Victor Wembanyama. Even though he didn't play much, he had the blood clot situation.
Clot, yeah.
So he's still number one. People still love Wemby. Maybe it's people buying it for like investment purposes.
Yeah.
That seems to me the thing that makes the most sense.
I've got three Wemby cards that I'm just holding on to.
I've got
three rookie cards from them.
I've got some low end Wembys.
Yeah, I don't have nothing super crazy.
No, I don't open enough to. I don't get into breaks or anything to try to hit a gigantic Wemby one of one or anything. I'm not that lucky with what I've pulled it open. But Victor Wembanyama, the most popular basketball player of this past season. There you go. That's Collector's Corner here on 1600 ESPN. Again, podcasts available at kgymradio.com. We'll do it again next Wednesday. Special All-Star Week edition of Collector's Corner here on 1600 ESPN. That's next week. Again, podcasts available at kgymradio.com for this week and past shows. Got the sports menu next. We'll take a look at what's coming up at the night ahead on the way.
Tired of waiting only to get the wrong parts online? And good guys.